Welcome back to our podcast this week.
Yay!
Yay, but not yay, because Hina has a problem right now that she has to address.
I do.
Okay, let's say it.
I lost my stupid passport.
Fucking stupid ass fast fucking port.
I'm literally going to blame the passport for this, not myself, because, you know, why are you running away from me when I need you the most?
Maybe that's something you need to fix first to find it.
Yeah. Anyway, so I lose a lot of things. I'm a loser.
I am.
It's a bad habit of mine, and I have lost many things in my life that are very, very important to me.
Wow.
It doesn't show how much, like, you know, how important I find it. That has nothing to do with it. But, you know, I even dropped my driver's license in the middle of Ebisu, and, you know, some very nice person has actually delivered it to the Shibuya police station, and it has come back to me. I've lost my phone so many times in the toilet, and it has come back to me. And, you know, in the clubs, like, in, like, the department store, like, it's really bad.
Yeah.
It's just really... Oh, and I always forget my ski goggles in the toilet when I go on a ski trip.
How does she... I don't know, but...
You know what I mean? It's just so bad, and I know I need to fix it, but this time... So, 2 weeks ago, I went to Korea, and then the day after, we had to go to Nagoya for work, so there was not much time for me to, like, clean shit up, and I just left everything on the ground, like, my tote bag and shit like that. And then, you know, I came back. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, I haven't thought about my passport in a long time.
Right.
And the reason why I was like, okay, where's my passport, is one, because I decided to clean the house yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And because, do you want to say the big news that's supposedly happening?
What do you mean supposedly? It's happening, right?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so... A week from, wait, is it a week? It's like 10 days-ish from today. We're going to fucking L.A. So if you guys are listening from L.A., we're going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to be
there. We're going to be filming there.
If you guys have any, like, suggestions or, like, you know, spots that you guys want us to go to, whatever you want us to eat, just, like, let us know.
Yeah, what's good in L.A.
Yeah. This is actually... You won't believe it, but our first time going to L.A.
Yes. So please leave in the comments below what's a good place to eat in L.A.
I'm so excited. Anyway. Yeah. So that's like
it's, so yeah, we're so saying we're we might not even be LA. Able to go to L.A. Not because of like work, but because of her fucking passport. And you know how sad I'm going to be if I can't go because of that, right?
Yeah. I understand. So, you know, it's so dumb of me to have realized this 2 weeks later.
Right.
Because if I had realized this right after, then there would have been so much time for me to, you know, look for it. And I don't even know where I last saw it. Right. I don't even know where it has traveled with me within these past 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was in my tote bag initially, and this tote bag has been traveling with me every single fucking day in Tokyo. So I don't know if I've dropped it anywhere or if it's somewhere that I don't even know. Like, I can't even think. You know, I'm trying hard to think, but thinking is not helping me right now, and it's stressing me out.
And what's worse is that to reissue the passport, it takes 6 business days, right? And we're going to LA like 6 business days later, literally. So like, it's like if she gets the passport the morning of the flight and goes straight to the airport, that's the only way she can literally get it.
And that means I have to go to the passport center tomorrow.
Right. Because tomorrow's
pay
Monday.
Fucking 15,000 yen. I don't want to pay 15,000 yen for this.
But at this point, I'm just thinking maybe her paying is going to make her like not lose things. Because you've always been getting it back. And that's why you lose it, you know? I mean, for this case, I do think it's like rare because it's a passport. You don't really lose a passport.
And what's
but,
so annoying is that my passport case was there. The passport was not in there.
She says it like it's a mystery, but apparently she always takes it out.
Yeah. So it's literally such a big mystery that I don't know where she has literally traveled to now. And I called the police station. Mm-hmm. I called Haneda Airport. Mm-hmm. I called JR.
Mm-hmm.
I called any of the places that I have been to publicly.
Right.
Like the big places after coming out of the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they don't have it.
Right.
So, like, did someone steal it?
Do you see how she blames others instead of herself? It's so funny.
No, I do blame myself. And I'm so frustrated. I just want to hit myself. And, you know, from time to time, you know, like when you're like frustrated with yourself, like you're anxious and you're frustrated and you like you think about what happened before, like something embarrassing or like something that you can't just do anything about.
Right.
And then these moments, like you forget about it. And then a second, like you think about it and you're like, ah!
Yeah, yeah.
And I was having those moments in the shower and I couldn't stop talking.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, yeah. But it's like similar to the feeling when, like, you're in a fight with your friend or, like, your boyfriend. Yeah. And you guys know that you guys don't want to fight. You guys know that you guys both have faults. But it's that, like, few days that you guys aren't speaking to each other.
Yeah.
And every time you remember.
Anyway, well, I hate dealing with this kahoon show as well. It's stressing me out. I do my nose contour. I do my nose highlight. And, you know, in a split second, it's off because I need to blow my nose. So annoying. Does someone understand? Everything is just annoying to me right now.
She's gonna cry soon, I think.
It's like, it's just so annoying to me because I do not like to give up on anything because I truly believe that I can find it.
Right.
Like in this case, the passport, I believe I can find it. But because of the time constraints, it kind of forces me to go to the passport center tomorrow, which doesn't give me a lot of time for me to look for it. And that pisses me off that I'm not given more time to find it.
Moving on. We'll probably find it. It's okay.
Yeah. Okay,
even
okay,
if we
okay.
don't, we'll figure something out. We're gonna be in LA next week, so stay tuned for that content. Yeah. Anyways, so once again, we weren't together last night, and then she calls me out of nowhere, and she's like, "I can't get over this show." Like she's like almost crying, like she's about to cry, and I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And she's like, "One day, I just finished One Day." And I was like, oh my God, it had begun. I also watched it. I watched it till the end. I was more like frustrated than like sentimental or like emotional. I was like, what the fuck? Mm. But she was like, do you feel Emma right now? I'm so Emma right now. Like, I feel her. It's so not fair. And I was like, but Sylvie. And she's like, I don't give a fuck about Sylvie.
Literally, though. Like, she literally started talking about Sylvie, about how she, she was asking me, how do you feel about Sylvie? And I'm like, who the fuck is Sylvie?
Sylvie is, like, one of the main characters of the story.
No.
Yeah, she is.
Well, it's,
I hate how she is becoming, like, this side character. You know what I mean? Just because Emma is the center of attention does not mean
that. I just feel for Emma in that scene in the Parisian apartment. And when she introduces Dexter to her new boyfriend and he comes in and Dexter is so like so sad. He's devastated. Mm-hmm. He just lost his wife and his kid.
Yeah.
So he's devastated. And then, you know, he finally gets to like be in his like comfort place with her and, you know, feels that. Mm-hmm. And then he goes for it. And then she's like, sorry, I have a boyfriend.
Right.
And then she decides to leave him. And in that moment, as Emma, like, I was imagining myself as Emma, and I was like, it was, like, so hard, but I can't believe, I'm gonna say it, but she came back to the apartment to be with him. Like, that was, like, so real. You know what I mean? Like, because I know how hard she fought herself, you know? Because she knows she shouldn't be, you know, played around by him. Like, she shouldn't. Like, be there when just when he wants her to be there. Like, she should have her own values and she should have her own pride. So,
right.
Like, she had finally moved on. And when he is available, like, he can't just be there and be like, what the fuck? Why do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
That's so disrespectful.
Exactly.
But.
No.
I understand why Emma couldn't resist and the fact that she came back. And I was like, oh my God. This hurts, but this is so real.
Like, wrong timing, obviously. Like, it's clear that it's not the right timing, you know, for her, especially because she's in a relationship.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I do think there would have been a big difference if the relationship had been going on for longer, but it seemed like they were not dating for a long time.
Right. Yeah. I guess.
Like, let's say if the relationship was, like, 1 month in, like, you would come back, no?
Right. But, like, technically, that doesn't matter.
It just made me feel a lot of things.
It's only because it worked out for Dex.
It's like
it happened because it was convenient for Dex. I swear to God. He fucking got married, made a baby with another woman. And then just because he got cheated on, you know, he can't just show up in Paris and be like Emma.
Right. Yeah, he can't.
Don't Emma me.
He can't. Yeah, he can't.
Yeah.
He can't. It's not right what he did.
No.
No.
And I still don't understand why. I mean, I understand why she would feel bad for him. She would want to come back to him mm-hmm. because he's her. He's weak. He's vulnerable. So the most I would probably do is stick to him as a friend. I think the problem is that they fucked before that. Don't you think?
Right.
I think that was the...
And it was so unfair when he was like, I have been thinking about that night.
Yeah.
Like, that's so unfair. Like, that's such a lie.
That's such a lie.
Right?
Yeah, such a lie. So bad. I guess, okay, one thing I learned from that show, mm-hmm. if there were to be, is that don't waste your time. Tell someone something that you want to say when you want to say it, because you might not have that chance again, is what I learned.
But they have.
What do you mean?
She has said that she's liked him, and he has said that he's fancied her.
Okay, but not like that. Like, it was clear that he wasn't into her like she was into him. I'm talking about Dex. Like, I'm saying, like, Dex needed to say that he was all in for her if he was going to be like that after she dies.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Why?
You can't just...
Why do you think he was like that?
Because he thought that she would always be there and that, you know, he can, like, play around, fuck around, and see other girls and beautiful girls. Like, there was a time when he was so cocky because he got so famous all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I mean, he was also like very insecure. But my point being, he literally just came back because he lost everything. He didn't have anyone. Emma was always there. Mm-hmm. And then now that he lost her, he's like mourning over. Like, if you don't take her for granted.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I
if
mean?
You put it that way, no, I completely understand. I completely understand where you're coming from. And yeah. I'm not trying to defend anyone here mm-hmm. but I also completely understand
right
how Emma's emotions were uncontrollable
right
like and I'm not saying what she did was correct mm-hmm. I as a woman to woman I would like her to be able to say no
right
like I have my standards like there was enough time for you mm-hmm. I was low-key waiting for you mm-hmm. but you didn't show up so now I have a boyfriend like sorry
right
like she shouldn't even have to say that like he should yeah. be like oh sorry like right. you have a boyfriend like yeah. you know. But then at the same time, I understand that, like, these feelings have always been there. Like, you know, it's like, it's not like a new feeling that she's experienced, but it's like something that has always been inside of her, like right. in this little box yeah. that she cannot throw away.
Right.
And then now, like, I wouldn't say finally, but when he's like finally yeah. opening up and saying, like, I also like mm-hmm. like you that way. Like, how can you say no to that?
But I also do think if Emma is the person that we think she is,
yeah.
as in she's like the smart, intelligent, confident, strong woman. First of all, I don't think she would have cheated on the teacher when she knew that he has a wife
yeah.
and a kid.
Yeah.
Two, I don't think she would have kissed Dex when he told her that she's going to get married or he's going to get right. married to Sylvie. Like, those things tell me that Emma is also a red flag. That's why she ends up with Dex, who is a major red flag.
Right.
So I guess they belonged to each other. Like, you know, I keep on thinking Emma is this like really pure,
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
innocent girl. Yeah. But like, Emma is pretty red yeah. in my opinion.
Yeah, that's true. I can't right? believe they kissed right before.
Yeah.
Or like the day that he basically told her
yeah.
that they're getting married. Right?
That was so bad. Yeah. And like, she was literally cheating on the teacher for like a really long time.
Yeah.
I don't know how long.
So do you think looking at Emma and Dex, mm-hmm. girls and boys cannot be just friends?
Yeah, obviously. Obviously. Especially if it's like a girl best friend situation, it's like, nah.
But we always talk about this. Like, can boys and girls be just friends?
Right. And our conclusion is always if the girl doesn't initiate anything, which is true. I swear to God, it's true.
Right.
Yeah.
And in this case?
In this case, it was clear that Emma liked him. So, like, it's even worse. Right. It's like, the maximum I can bear is, like, she literally looks like a guy and she, like, they treat each other like guys.
Right. You know, like in the last scene, mm-hmm. it was like all throwbacks.
Yeah.
And you know how they kissed after they came down from the mountain?
Right. Eh? From the stairs?
Yeah, in the
yeah,
stairs.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't know that.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right?
So there were so many like times where they had like this romantic connection.
Right. Exactly. Like, from the very beginning.
You like, they left it out, making it seem like they were actually friends.
But I mean, I knew. I wasn't surprised.
But, like, I do think that makes a big difference. And if you've had, like this sexual, yeah. Mm,
true, that's true. But like, if you ask your boyfriend, do you think he's gonna tell you like we kissed once? He's gonna be like, no, we're just friends. He's so gonna say that. He's not gonna be like, yeah, we kissed once on the stairs. Like, you're not gonna know.
So watching One Day has made you think that you do not want to date a guy with a girl best friend.
Yeah, right. 100%.
And are you thinking about Sylvie's position?
I'm not even like myself. Like, as a girl, I would not want to date Dex because it's just going to bring me anxiety throughout the relationship. Because when Sylvie met Emma, she was like, I heard all about you, right. You know? So, like, Dex can't stop talking about Emma.
Right.
This girl best friend that I know from college. Like, I can't bear that. Like, I would be like, why aren't you guys still not together? It's clear that you're in
love.
I mean,
I don't see her like that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so, see, this just brings extra, like, fighting argument.
Yeah, I guess it's just, like, unnecessary stress.
Right?
Just to think. I mean, even if they were just friends.
Yeah. Even if they were just friends.
Yeah. Nah. Like, it would just make my life a lot easier if it was a male best friend, right? But then I do want to be able to, you know, also befriend the best friend, though. Because I want to be the cool girlfriend who can befriend your gal best friends or your gal friends. So I just want to befriend them too.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're like, yo, what the fuck? Like, who's this new girlfriend? Like, making me feel like an outsider and making me feel like I'm like not a good influence or she doesn't want me to be with him.
Right.
Like, I would be like, what the fuck?
But
like, that would make me feel uncomfortable.
Like, even if you befriend her.
Yeah.
Right. And you guys are like close, all three of you guys, like always hanging out and stuff. But then, like, when there's that one time that they hang out, like, without you.
Yeah.
Or that one time, like, they talk about this joke that you don't even know about.
Yeah.
Or what they talk about, or they start, like, fighting, like, playfully.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to get you so mad, no? Like, the closer you are to her, it's going to be even more annoying. Like, if I don't know her, if I don't see it happen, I might be okay with it. But, like, if they're literally being best friends in front of me, that's going to hurt me so much.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I know. I'm just going to, like, no.
Like, do you like hanging out with her than me?
Yeah. Why are you always here? I'm going to start questioning some things.
Yeah, so. That's true.
I don't think I can date a guy with a girl best friend ever.
Yeah, and looking at the relationship between Emma and that guy in the glasses, the weird guy.
Oh, yeah.
I think looking at his position, he could never have trusted her fully.
Right, same. I think so, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So even if, like, it's like the truth doesn't even matter at this point, you know?
Yeah.
Regardless of if anything was happening or not.
So, yeah.
It's just within you versus that person.
Right.
And the trust that you have within that person just cannot be confirmed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not there.
No.
Even if you try so hard, I don't think it can be fully be there.
Like, I see the let them theory on TikTok, all over TikTok. It's like, let him do whatever he needs to do.
Yeah.
Don't make him not be able to cheat.
Yeah.
Don't. Like, you know, go through his like phone or something and try to find it. Just let him do it. And if he will, he will. If he won't, he won't. Like, just try to judge him depending on what he does or who he is.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah,
however,
I
don't want to choose a guy who has more opportunities to make a mistake than guys who has less opportunities.
Right.
And in that case, I think girl best friend. It's like,
so
screaming,
let's say you meet like a super, super cute guy.
Okay.
Or like he's your type.
Right.
Like majorly. Like his looks, his height, everything. You like his fashion.
Mm.
And you like his personality as well.
Wow.
Well, he's perfect.
Perfect.
And then you guys get close.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, this is going so well. Like, you guys have been going on these dates and it's going so well. Yeah. And you're like, oh my God, I'm probably going to be in a relationship with him and there's nothing wrong. And then you find out that he has a girl best friend. Are you going to back out of that because he has a girl best friend? Like, is that much of a red flag to get out of it when he's like pretty much perfect? Or are you just going to go with it and stay with it and have that not 100% trust in him, but be with him?
Fuck. Okay, but to be fair, the type of guy I like should be a type of guy who I can trust because he's open to speaking, communicating with me.
Yeah.
So, like, if I thought there was, like, a little bit of susness in him already,
yeah,
then I wouldn't have been, like, all in for him to date him.
Right.
So I'm guessing, like, though, I'm just thinking, why haven't I found out until that point that, like, you know, we're about to date? Like, why do I still not know that he has a girl best friend?
Or, like, let's say this all happens in Tokyo, right? Mm. But let's say this guy is from, like, Osaka.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
But now he's based in Tokyo.
Yeah.
So this girl best friend isn't actually in Tokyo.
Oh, she's, like in Osaka.
She's, like, a osananajimi. So maybe they text, they call,
uh-huh.
and they see each other
yeah.
every year
yeah.
when they go back to jikka.
Mm.
So, like, she's always there. The relationship has not changed.
Right. But she has a boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah,
he
yeah.
He also
get,
is
yeah,
looking
yeah,
for a girl.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah, I get that.
But she's,
God,
like, the
damn.
Girl that he basically tells anything
right,
to.
Right.
About the new updates, anything.
Yeah.
Like, she has to go, like, basically like a sister.
Right, right, basically.
Basically a sister, but not.
I think, fuck.
And he claims that there's nothing going, there had been nothing going on. Maybe when they were, like, in high school mm-hmm. and they got drunk and maybe there was, like, a, you know, like a kiss.
Like, once, right?
Once.
Yeah, yeah, and they were, like, no,
yeah.
we're just stay friends.
Yeah,
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 yeah, I get it. I'm going to try my best to get out of it, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're going to be fighting yourself?
Yeah. I'm going to try really hard.
Really? Even if she's not even based in Tokyo? Like,
I just really, really don't believe in friends.
Wow.
Yeah, you'll be like, okay, great.
Yeah.
I'll be like, okay.
I want to meet her. Yeah. I would be fine. Or at least I think in those, like, in that terms, or in those terms, I feel like I'm pretty Delulu.
Mm.
Like, I'm good at being able to see the positive side of things
mm-hmm.
and put away the negative side.
Like, what if she's, like, bomb.com? Like,
right.
fire.
Right.
Yeah. You'll still be okay.
I mean, I'd be like, damn, she's bomb.com. I mean, but I think if I'm comfortable enough, I would ask him questions about them.
Mm.
Like, was there a point that you actually liked her? Or, like, you know, was there a point where you guys actually decided to try to date?
Mm.
Like, what's, like, the actual relationship between you guys other than friends?
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. And what if he's like, we kissed once in high school at, like, a prom. But, you know, that's it.
Yeah. I'd be like, what? What? So you liked her?
I wouldn't say liked her.
Do you still see her that way?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I really didn't mean what I just said, though.
What? Or do you think it's kind of like a keep?
Because
for Dex, it seems like a keep, janai?
Yeah, but it's like a 本当に譲れない keep. なんか keep ってさ, it can be like そこら辺の女.
Yeah.
とはまた違ったタイプのキープだよね、多分。なんか、mm-hmm. It's the type of keep where if you were to like say something bad about her, he will defend her.
Right.
Type of keep.
Right.
Which
right,
is
right.
really bad. Because he should be on your side no matter what.
Right.
See, that's just like too many problems, I swear to God.
Right.
Yeah.
Unnecessary problems
yeah.
arise.
And like, if it's, let's say if he's like cheating and fucking around.
Yeah.
That's something that when I find out, it's already over.
Yeah.
You know? But then best friend, because there's nothing, I just have to know about it.
Yeah.
And then, like, just hope that nothing happens. Like, I hate that. I hate that feeling of, like, knowing but not being able to do anything about it.
Right.
As opposed to if he was off, like let's say he went to a club and then he, like, had a one-night stand.
Yeah.
I went to his place the next day. I found a girl's underwear. What the fuck is this? Oh, sorry. See, that's the only second I'm going to be hurt.
Yeah.
The 10 seconds that I find the undies.
Yeah.
But if it's the girl best friend, I'm going to be thinking about her all of this time.
Yeah.
And then he ends up cheating on her. I'm like, oh my God, I knew it. Why did I not get out of it early? I would blame myself so much. You know?
Yeah.
Like, there was so many times I could have gotten out of the relationship.
Why but you don't fucking- know. If that's going to happen or not.
Right. And I just can't
deal
with
that.
It's not worth
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least I haven't met a guy that's worth that.
Right.
Yeah.
But I feel like for me, I do tend to like guys who have close girlfriends.
Mm.
Like
who's good with girls.
Who's good with girls. Who has a lot of gal friends mm. because I like feminine guys.
Mm.
Or sensitive guys. Or like not like a But like emotional. A masculine guy. Yeah. A guy who can be emotional. A guy who can speak his emotions. Mm-hmm. A guy who understands girls too.
Right.
So I'm not like a big like guy fan. Mm. Right. So I feel like I would encounter that a lot more than maybe other girls who are into like masculine guys because they hang out with other masculine boys as opposed to guys.
Yeah.
There's less of them. Mm. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of girls.
Yeah.
That but they hang out with.
I think in that sense, I think that's better to an extent because like if it's like guys, what if the guys are like, you should have multiple women, you know? You should be fucking around. Like they could like the
bad influence.
Men's ideal like relationship might be it's cool to cheat, so like in that sense it might be good that he's feminine in some sort, but
I mean I'm just saying there's a high potential that he has a close girlfriend,
right,
which I should be okay with.
But okay, this is I don't know why I'm saying this, but I think we have a lot of guy friends compared to girls our age because of our work though.
Yeah,
but anyways, what I can say is that if I were to cheat, if I were to cheat, it wouldn't be with my guy friends.
Mm.
It would be with like a random guy that I just met.
Yeah, you know.
So like as a so if my guy friends were to have a girlfriend, I want to tell her if he were to cheat, it's not with me. Oh. It's with this random bitch that he sees at the club. Like it's not the people that you think it is. Yeah. Because cheating is literally just like a one-time thing usually.
Yeah.
Even if it's not, it's not, it's literally temporary. You're not looking for a future with this person. So like, it's not going to be with the gal friends that he wants to stay connected to.
Right.
Because the gal friends, he might flirt, you know.
Yeah.
He might do all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But he doesn't want to lose the relationship.
That's true.
So I don't think it'll be with me, but it'll be with that other bitch.
Oh, shit.
You know?
She's got to keep out.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Not me.
Not me. Is what I want to say.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, no, I 100% agree.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think right now. If I had a boyfriend and if I were to cheat, not that I would. But
not
if
that
I
we would.
Not that I would. Uh-huh. I'm just trying to think. It's like, why would I cheat?
Right?
Or like, it's like,
Right?
But for me, I'm just thinking I wouldn't cheat on my boyfriend with my guy best friends because then I don't see what the point is.
Mm.
And I would have done that or like I would have fucked them before I even had a boyfriend.
Right, exactly.
With them.
Yeah. And
if I wanted to.
You're no longer interested.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree 100%. You would already have fucked them if you were interested in them like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So it would have already happened.
Yeah. So you're not interested in something that happened already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen again.
No.
I mean, if it were to be, I probably would not have found a new boyfriend again
because you're still into that guy best friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
So conclusion is
the guy best friend or the girl best friend is not the person that he or she would cheat on. It's the random bitch.
There's a random bitch, a random ass guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I agree.
So I understood.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah. Anyway, let's just not cheat. If you're in love, just tell them that you love them and don't waste your time. Don't involve people around you. Like, you know, just two of you is fine.
Yeah. It's a waste of your time and his time.
Yeah.
There's better things to be doing in life than to be cheating.
100%. For sure.
Yeah. We are against.
Why are you
laughing?
Because you're laughing.
No, it's just like, I'm just like, you know, I think our beliefs will never change that we're against cheating.
Yeah.
I am not going to give a second chance. Uh-huh. Like, that does not, it's like out of my picture.
Yeah.
But like, becoming an adult recently and also living in Tokyo, I think plays a big factor. Mm-hmm. But cheating has been going around so like casually and like this word is being thrown around like it's a fucking like air, you know, like it's normal.
Like, why haven't you still
like,
done it?
People on TikTok, like the American viewers are actually saying, like also commenting saying like, why are you guys like talking about cheating? Like, can you like stop normalizing cheating? Like,
we're not. We don't want to.
But you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
The concept, as much as I know deep down what we think about it,
mm-hmm.
I do feel like the way we see it mm-hmm. has become lighter mm-hmm. of an act than it was before. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
Like sometimes, not sometimes, but it's like, I understand
yeah.
why they have cheated.
Right.
Like I'm able to empathize, not empathize. I mean, it's like, what the fuck? But like, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
like, it can never be validated what they did, obviously. Mm-hmm.
I think it used to be for us, like, if he cheated on someone, we will stop being friends with you because what you did is so morally wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But right now, it's more like the relationship place, like, it's up to you. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
As long as you're loyal to me work-wise or yeah. as a friend, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, we need to change how we view things because if we literally, like, stop hanging out with people who has cheated before, we need to literally stop hanging out with, like, you know, a lot of people. So... Yeah, I don't say
true.
It should be normalized, yeah. but I don't
it really
think
shouldn't.
It's, like, I don't think it's cool.
Yeah, but yeah. it's just, you know, coming here has made me think that there's a lot more people that are than there are not,
mm-hmm.
which scares me.
Yeah, it scares me too.
It scares me,
but at the end of the day, if you and your partner, whoever you're with, is on the same page, it should be fine. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, it's scary when you think that you were and then you weren't, but like, yeah, just be DeLulu at this point. Literally, let him do it. You're gonna find out anyways. So,
well, anyway, if you guys haven't watched One Day yet, then I highly, highly recommend
True,
you
yeah,
to do
please,
so.
Yeah,
it's super Emily.
TikTok made right. me watch it, and I'm glad I watched it.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, and I have actually been seeing a lot of TikToks about
oh,
it.
So
and it's
many.
So funny. So yeah.
So yeah.
Go watch it if you have it, and mm-hmm. let us know what you guys think.
Yes. See you guys next week. Thank you for listening.
Bye.